of you on this Friday, May 10th, 2020, of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thought I would just give a little bit of an exhortation on this Friday as we're thinking about this resurrection weekend. And in particular, I wanted us to think about how important details are with God. With God, details really do matter. Think about the details that he gave Noah in the construction of the ark, or the details that he gave Moses with regard to the priests and their garments, the details with regard to the tabernacle. All these details were very important to God. The details regarding the temple itself and temple worship and ceremony. And so I don't think I need to do a lot to convince you that details really do matter with God. Now, in that regard, I want you to think about the fact that God fulfills prophecy with such detail to affirm those who believe. Today we are going to be considering a few verses in the Gospel of Matthew. And you might remember that Matthew repeatedly quotes prophecy about Christ and gives details about the prophecy that's being fulfilled. Over and over again, he speaks about these details. Now, God provides details for anyone who will look at the facts in faith. That's the reason for details. We are given these details to help affirm our faith, but you've got to look in faith. Therefore, the crucifixion of Christ then has many details that are outlined in the Old Testament. That's what I just want to exhort you with for a few minutes this morning. Jesus is the Lamb of God sacrificed to take away the sin of the world. You remember John as he made that great proclamation in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, these details regarding the sacrifice of the Lamb began in Exodus chapter 12. Many of you will know that story as God was about to deliver Israel out of the slavery of Egypt. And in Exodus chapter 12, he talks to them about that first Passover. And you might remember that later on in Leviticus, the details regarding the Passover are summarized. As a matter of fact, in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 5, listen to it. It says, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Passover. Leviticus 23, 5. Now, I want you to specifically take note of the time, the date and the time of the Passover. It's the verse reads, in the first month, which is the month Abib, A-B-I-B, the month Abib on the Hebrew religious calendar, it says on the 14th day of the month, right? So that would be Abib 14, and then it says at twilight. And literally in the Hebrew, that means between the two evenings, between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Right? In between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m., which would be 3 p.m. Okay? So that detail is important. The Passover lamb was to be killed at Abib 14 at twilight or 3 p.m. Now you fast forward that fact a few thousand years, and we find the gospel writers giving us an account of the actual Passover with regard to Christ. And so I'm just going to read a paragraph from Matthew 27, beginning at verse 45. Matthew 27, verses 45 through 50. And it says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?' That is, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?' And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, 'This man is calling Elijah.' And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, 'Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.' And finally, verse 50, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit." Now, those are the details regarding the crucifixion of Christ. Now, remember what we have here. Jesus, the Lamb of God, has had his final fellowship meal, or the Last Supper, with the disciples. And we are told earlier that that took place on Abib 14, back in Matthew 26 and verse 17. It says, "Now on the first day of unleavened bread." You see? So this is the beginning of this Passover festival. That's Abib 14, when Jesus was having the Last Supper. You remember Judas left the Last Supper to betray Christ to his Jewish opponents. And then Jesus took the disciples to Gethsemane to pray. After that, Jesus is arrested, and he had an illegal Jewish trial at night. This is all on Abib 14. And he was actually condemned to death by Pilate the morning of Abib 14. Listen to Matthew 27 and verse 1. "When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death." That's the morning of Abib 14. Now, you need to remember that the way the Jewish day is outlined is a little different than ours. It begins in Genesis by saying the evening and the morning equals one day. And so from the Hebrew mindset, the day begins in the evening at 6 p.m. So Abib 14 started in the evening, the fellowship, the Last Supper, and then it moved on Abib 14 in the evening to the prayer in the garden, and then Jesus' arrest. That illegal trial was all that night of Abib 14. Making its way now to that morning, I want you to notice the details that are given for the morning of Abib 14 as we approach midday now. Verse 45. Look at those details again in verse 45. "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice." Right? Now, notice, darkness on Abib 14. This is midday. The sixth hour to the ninth hour is 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Right? The first hour starts at 6 a.m. in the morning. 7 a.m. would be the second hour, right? And so when you make your way to the sixth hour, that's actually noon. So from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there was darkness. Darkness at midday because the Son of God was about to give his life. Now you notice at 3 p.m., Jesus cried out and gave up his life for sinners. The first cry we see, about the ninth hour, he cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's offered this, the sour wine to drink, which he refused. And then finally in verse 50, it says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Amen. So at 3 p.m., Jesus cried out and gave his life for sinners. Now, here's something interesting. Across town in the temple at 3 p.m., the Jews were still carrying out the Old Testament festival of Passover. So there was a literal lamb being slain at the same time in the temple at 3 p.m. while Jesus died on the cross. Now, at 3 p.m., you notice this. There were some details that happened in the temple and around the area of Jerusalem. Verse 51, Matthew 27, verse 51, listen for details. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, which had to be divine. This very size of these curtains and the thickness of them could not happen by man. And so God tore it from top to bottom to reveal a divine action. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tomb after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. You see all these details? These are details that anyone with spiritual eyes could see. These details were significant. That's the reason we have verse 54. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly, this was the Son of God. Amen. So then, my brother, my sister, rejoice and be glad that your eyes are open now and you can see that Jesus truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He died once, and now he can proclaim, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am he who died and is alive now forevermore. Let these details encourage you to trust God, who cannot lie or cannot fail, as we rejoice in him who has risen. He's alive. May God richly bless you.